You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shanice. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes. Hi. I'm calling on behalf of my mom's father. Her husband. He's been his vehicle has been left on the side of the road, and he's been trying to call you guys to see how kind of get like some sort of tow service to go pick up his van.
What was the phone number provided as the callback number when he called in earlier?
Sheesh. Let me see if I have his number on file here on my cell phone number. Give me a quick minute. Could have sworn. So if he would have called you, he would have called you at area code 818-987-6959. That's his number. I also have his policy number and
what's the name?
Make of his year of his car. His name is Jesus Rodriguez.
One moment, I'm trying to look it up. Just a moment. Thank you.
Okay. Let me know if you need his policy number or anything. Hello, miss, are you there?
I'm still here, sir. I asked for one moment so I can try to look it up. One moment, please.
Oh, okay.
All right, thank you for patiently holding for me. So the previous agent is working on the ticket trying to find a provider. So once a provider is found, you will receive a text message letting him know the name of the company and the estimated time of arrival.
Yes. So, okay. It's in 2004? Okay. Well, so then what do we need to do then?
You need to wait for a provider to be found.
Or like an available service truck?
That's correct. A provider.
And how long does that take? Because he's been calling for like the last 2 days.
It varies. So, it is the weekend, so some providers are open. Some areas are busier than others, so it varies. But once the provider is found, a text will be sent out letting the customer know the name of the company and the estimated time of arrival.
Okay, then. So he's been waiting for 2 days now. So is that part of the waiting process or what? Because he's scared that
when I say it varies, that means that it can be different time frames. So we don't know the exact time frame yet. The agent is calling around looking for a provider to do the job.
Okay, so let me ask you a quick question. So what would happen if he went through a third-party tow service? Would they be able to accept the insurance?
That is completely up to the customer, and they will have to pay. Most providers do not accept the insurance unless they're speaking with the roadside company. So they more than likely will tell him to pay that money out of pocket, and he will have to speak with his insurance provider on Monday regarding reimbursement consideration, which is not a guarantee.
All right, miss. I mean, we're at your guys' mercy. I mean, it's been about 2 days already, him waiting out there. So what would happen if the vehicle gets towed then?
So we'll have to speak to an insurance provider. We're just roadside.
All right, then. So part of your policy is waiting for more than 1 day then?
As I stated, the time frame varies, meaning different time frames.
Okay, well, this is the second day. I mean, you've been trying to call him. I've seen him call him. If this is the service that he pays for with Mercury Insurance, do we need to call Mercury and discuss this with them, or who do we talk to? Is there somebody else that we can talk to?
No, sir, I don't have anyone else to get you over to. The ticket is being worked on.
Okay, well, hey. Yeah, man, sorry to make you be working on Saturday, too.
No problem. Thank you for choosing Mercury. All right,
miss. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
What's your name, miss?
Shanice.
Shanice, and what? Are you at Mercury or what?
Emergency roadside.
For what company? Is this part of Mercury or is it just for
We work for a lot of companies, sir. Just Shanice, emergency
you
roadside.
You work for a lot of companies? All right, then. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for choosing emergency roadside. Bye-bye.